The Ozone.
Welcome to the Ozone Podcast, presented by ViStar Credit Union, with Jaguars senior writer John Osier.
I'm excited about this week's guest because, you know, he plays a position that we don't talk to him a whole lot, but right now he's playing that position so well that he's almost forced our hand. You know, it's Jaguars punter Logan Cook, who is turning in or has turned into one of the best punters in the NFL. Logan, first of all, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, man. Appreciate you having me on. Punters don't get to do this a whole lot.
Well, it's probably, I don't know if it's prejudice or just, not in our view, but all of a sudden I look up and you've got 52.4 yards, 47.8 net, leading the league in both categories. Did you expect this? Are you peaking toward this? I guess what I'm saying is you follow your career. You know where you are. Have you been building toward this steadily?
Yeah, I think even the past my first three seasons, I think that, progressing throughout the year and in the season, I would get a lot more comfortable. And we ended up still turning in as a team. I really use a net. Mainly as a category you want to look at, because that's the whole entire punt team as a unit. And there's plenty of times, especially week one, where I didn't hit a great ball, but they bailed me out. So, net, I think there's times past 3 years we ended, very well. But I think starting was always a thing for me that I just had to, kind of get in a groove. But for some reason, we started in a groove kind of this year, so hopefully we can keep riding that.
Now, 52.4 yards. Again, I'm an old man, Logan. I can remember when, 42 or 43 led the league. It's astronomical now compared, to when I was young. Why do you think that is? Are guys just better now? Are you better athletes? Is it technique? Because it's mind-boggling how much further guys kick the ball now.
Right. Yeah. I don't know, man. I think it's accumulation of everything. It's accumulation of guys being better athletes, I think. I think that's really something you see in punters especially, even kickers too, and long snappers as well. But the special teams category is kind of turning into a lot more athletic guys. You look at some of the guys around the league that can sling the football, like the Johnny Heckers and stuff. Like, those are kind of the guys that I want to emulate and be that guy. I want to be the guy that, every time we play someone, that special teams coordinator is talking about, hey, we got to be on our toes, this and that. I think it's probably a lot to do with being more athletic and stuff, and hopefully I've kind of fit into that category a little bit.
Now, you completed some passes. I'm sure you know the stat, but what is your stat line as a passer?
I know we're 3 for 3. That's all I know.
All right.
So hopefully we can get
some
more.
So the yardage you don't have, but you got the stat.
Yeah. You don't forget those.
Well, and I guess if you go 3 for – or if you go 0 for 2, you're not getting any more, right?
No. Yeah. Your first two. Your first one kind of determines it, but if you go 0 for on the second one, you're not throwing another one.
There's a lot of pressure on those balls. Where are you better? I guess you mentioned it, but is it just consistency now? Or are you just better overall than you were, maybe 18 or 19?
We got to remember, it's week two. There's a lot
gotcha.
Of good punters
it's
out
fair.
There who have only had, inside the 20. You look at the punter we played last week, Sam Martin, still one of the best punters in the league now. But, he stayed in midfield the whole time.
Sure.
And so his stat line is going to be a little shorter when it comes to the averages and the nets. And the inside the 20s will be more. So the way I kind of look at it, if week 10 you're up here, then you can start kind of feeling
gotcha.
– I mean, you still need to stay within your head, but you can start, saying, hey, our unit's doing pretty good, That's something we look at as a unit. Right now we're kind of keeping our head down and grinding, but when it comes later in the season, then we can kind of look up and enjoy it.
Right.
But, yeah.
And I assume you take pride in, it's not like you're just back there kicking the ball as far as you can every punt. There's different situations.
So much.
I assume you take a lot of pride in being able to handle whatever they ask you to do.
Yeah, and, Coach Swanson is super, super open to let us do what we want to do as far as direction-wise, ride the wind. And there's a lot of different punts we hit. You might see the banana ball every now and then.
Gotcha.
Those are things I learned once I got in the league. I did play in the SEC, but the returners in the league are just, different breeds. So the Tyreek Hills, Mecole Hardmans, those kind of guys, you got to come up with something to, especially if we're playing a guy like that, they don't need to touch the ball the entire game.
Right.
So for me, I got to find a way that, hey, I can hit this banana ball out of bounds or that he's not going to want to catch it. And there's a whole lot more to punting than I knew in college, just kind of getting in the league now, that I've really learned and got a lot more comfortable with.
Like I said, it's not just going back there and kicking as far as you can.
Right.
You're out of the league if you try to do that. So the Jaguars, this offseason, they approached you, and you got a second contract done. What did that mean to you? Because that's not a given.
No, it's not. It's definitely a blessing. I mean, it's one, I didn't think I'd be in the NFL in general. Even after my last college game, I was ready to go to work and do that kind of thing. And then, so one, that was a blessing to be in the league. And now to be able to keep playing and do that, man, for my family and just, you know, being able to live the life I want to live, it's incredible. And it's something I never thought I'd be doing, but I'm here and I'm enjoying the heck out of it.
Where were you headed? If you didn't think it was football, what would you be doing if it wasn't football?
Well, that's a great conversation. I really don't know. My degree was in a sports administration field, but I think I'd be wanting to do something in the hunting industry right now. So that's probably what I'd be doing.
Now, I got to ask you, in the media guide, I think I've talked to you about this before, and if I have, my apologies. The turkey call business. Take me through that. How big is that? Where do you want it to go?
Well, that was the thing we had during college. It was me and a few buddies, a couple of my roommates, actually. We had a little shop in our backyard, and one of my guys, one of my roommates was a forestry. Well, both of them were forestry majors. One of them picked up a lathe, I think from his grandpa's shop or something, and started turning some calls and said, hey, we can kind of do something with this. And so we just kind of jumped on it, and a few years in college, we did it and made a little cash, and it was a fun little thing to do. And then when I got here, obviously I don't have the time to keep that going.
Sure.
But me and my wife did start a show with a hunt show with Mossy Oak this year. Mostly just turkey hunts and stuff, just kind of documenting places we were going throughout the country. And it was pretty cool. It was a fun experience. It was a little work, but you know, that's just something I have a lot of passion for, me and her both. So being able to do that was pretty cool. And obviously the football, I guess the aspect we have now with football kind of helps promote it.
Now, let's give a little shout out because she's going through a lot right now.
Yeah, she is.
Your wife, Mary, and she's about 3 weeks out from the first child, right?
Yep, that's it. So it's getting down
to
the
line. Do we know yet, boy, girl? Are we there?
We don't. That was kind of her idea, too. It was, you know, I didn't really care if we found out or not, but to start off, she didn't want to find out. So I was kind of on board with it. And then I think about 3 weeks after our first doctor visit, she was like, okay, let's find out. I'm like, well, no, we don't. We started it now. So. That's exciting, too. But she's killing it.
So I'm guessing you don't get a lot of sympathy when you come home these days.
No, I don't. I had a little cold a couple weeks ago, and I didn't even ask for sympathy.
So. I got you. When did this start, Logan? I mean, in terms of your punting, did you always know? Did you start in high school, or how did this start, and when did you know you were going to be good at it?
Well, I think as a kid, I got a picture from when I was probably 3 years old. My grandpa's holding a football, and I'm kicking it. So I kind of, ever since I was little, I've always been kicking footballs. But even on the playground and stuff, I was probably the annoying kid that wanted to kick it. But I was also always a quarterback, you know, on the playground. So that was kind of more the path I was taking. And I think once I got into close to high school, I figured out that I could really ride the punt train and, you know, make it somewhere and get to college and be able to live my dream easier than actually being a quarterback. So.
Now, I should know this, too. Full ride right out of high school?
Yeah.
Punting? Which doesn't always happen either. So
you that don't either.
You were good from the start. You knew you had it. It was just a matter of, you know. But you didn't know you were going to make it in the league.
No, I didn't. I knew just because there would be some scouts at practice and stuff my senior year, watching the punt period and that stuff that uses the scouts to go over there and talk to their buddies and not watch the period. So they would watch, and I had a good long snapper in college as well. So I didn't really know if they were watching me or him. But even, man, going into workouts, I only had a couple workouts, didn't go to any games, you know, senior bowls, didn't go to the combine. So I really wasn't thinking about it or worrying about it. And then I had obviously did good enough at a couple workouts and pro days where I kind of started getting some, you know, some calls. So that was neat.
So how do you know, in the off season, how do you try to get better at this? Are you on a high school field punting in the off season, or what's your off season routine and how do you focus on stuff you're trying to get better at?
Man, I've punted in high school fields. I've punted in backyards, soccer fields, baseball fields, pretty much wherever I can get, because I'm back and forth between here and home a good bit. So, but that's pretty much it. You know, especially I don't really start kicking a whole lot till probably gets closer to March.
Okay.
My rookie year, I started kicking pretty early, probably February, and then I talked to a few veteran guys and learned that's not really a thing, because if you want to do this for a long time, you can't be kicking 10 out of, you know, 12 months.
I got you.
So really it's just a consistency thing, and you want to take a few months off, kind of like a pitcher throwing, kind of the same concept.
Sure.
And, but yeah, consistency, you said it's really kind of the main thing you want to focus on. And then I obviously try to get better at something each year, you know. So
you're also a holder. Always been a holder, or
like, yeah,
all through college?
I remember in high school teaching my holder how to hold. So that was okay. Kind of I knew how. Obviously, I couldn't hold in high school because I was kicking. And then college, I think my freshman year, Dak held. And then I took his job the next year. So that's kind of how I like to say it.
What's the hardest part about that?
Thinking you have an unbelievable kicker sitting there, and if I mess something up, then he most likely doesn't make the field goal, you know?
Gotcha. Now, take me through this. You kicked off the last couple of years, but is it a hard, fast rule that when Josh is playing, you don't kick off? Or how does that work? Is it sort of...
Honestly, it's been kind of different. I just kind of sit on G, wait on O. That's kind of how I feel when it comes to kicking off. Just kick a, you know, one or two during the week, just kind of stay fresh. Okay. Because I think – I can't remember my rookie year. He had an injury or something, but I came in and kicked off. And then sometime – I think my second season, maybe we split reps. And last year, obviously, he had an injury. So, I don't know. It's just worked out to where every year I ended up kicking off some. And so I'm ready whenever it comes. Maybe fly down there and make a tackle.
Is that emotion – I mean, I talked to some kickers before – kickers and punters, and obviously the punting and kicking motion are so dramatically different when you're trying to kick field goals. Is that a different is it tricky when you're trying to kick off to also punt, or is that something you can do? Because I've talked to guys who struggle with it.
Yeah, no, you're right. You look at a lot of kickers who obviously have to come in and try to back up punting. They're really going to be swinging across the ball,
right?
And because that's more of the kicking, the natural kicking motion. The same with you watching me kick off. And a lot of punters throughout the league, they actually kick off. When they kick, you know, kick the ball on a kickoff, they swing more straight like they would punting.
Okay.
Where you see like a, you know, a field goal kicker kicking off, it's more of him cutting across the ball because that's a more natural motion for him. So it is, but, you know, if, for me, I feel like when I'm kicking off, I'm a little more looser throughout the game because if you're not punting, you're most likely kicking off. So you can kind of stay loose throughout the game a little easier.
I got you, but it's not something you have to drill a whole lot.
Not really, man. Honestly, kick off a see ball, hit ball as hard as you can, and that's pretty much it, with a little direction.
Okay, the last thing we do on this, we call it the Ozone 5.
The Ozone 5.
It's five quick questions. We have some fun with it. Logan Cook, what's your last binge watch?
Binge watch. Bloodline was probably my last binge watch. It was pretty good.
The last song you heard in the car on the way in this morning?
Oh, this morning? I don't know. I was flipping between country and some worship music. I can't remember. It was probably a Wren Collective song, Resurrection Day. I think that was my last song to listen to.
Best sport other than football?
Baseball. I was a good pitcher. I wouldn't say I could hit the ball great, but I pitched at college for half a year.
That's right. My bad. Gotcha.
Didn't make it, so apparently I wasn't good enough.
Your go-to breakfast food?
Breakfast. Big pancake guy, chocolate chip pancakes, two fried eggs. Or if I'm going to Waffle House, I'm getting the All-Star, I'm getting chocolate chips and the waffles, fried eggs, bacon, and hash browns covered.
You knocked that out of the park. That's a wheelhouse question for you.
Had that several times.
Who's the person in your life most responsible for you being here?
My dad, for sure. My dad was super involved because I wanted him to be, and also because he wanted to be too, but... I remember us talking when I was probably 7th or 8th grade. I told him I wanted to play college and D1 football, and he told me, you know, how hard it'd be, and we kind of had that talk. And I, as a 7th grade kid, I was just like, yeah, for sure, I'll work, you know. And then, but he kept me accountable, and that was in all aspects, baseball, football, basketball, everything. So especially punting, he spent many long trips with me going to kicking camps and, you know, obviously shagging balls as well.
Gotcha. Logan Cook, I hope this isn't the last time we do this. I really enjoyed it. I think the fans will enjoy it. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll see you soon. Thank you for being on the Ozone Podcast.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.